Living in Sydney can be stressful sometimes, and every now and then we need some kind of relief. This morning, we are talking to David Flakler, a mindfulness meditation teacher who has a few tools to help us get rid of negative energy and recenter ourselves. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Glad to be here.
Now, for anyone out there who might be unaware, what is kind of the practice of mindfulness and mindful meditation?
Mindfulness is simply just paying attention on purpose in a present moment, non-judgmentally, not living in the past or living in the future, which is what we tend to do. It's really just being very present in the here and now.
And so then by extension, mindful meditation is kind of centering yourself in the moment?
Yeah, and we use the breath often as a bridge from the mind into the body so that we can actually just feel and be aware of how we are in any given moment, how our body is feeling, how our mind is, how our emotions are. When we're present, we actually become the observer of what is instead of just being in an automatic mode where we're just not even there. You know, for some of us, we'll get to 80 and go, God, that went quick. What happened? And we weren't even present, you know. It's a sort of funny esoteric sort of phrase that's sort of bandied about, you know, a lot these days about being present. But it's just being really aware of how you are. And if how you are is feeling stressed, that's okay. But just being aware of it is the first step to perhaps managing it and doing something about it.
I think on a smaller level, David, a lot of people are getting to that point in their life at the moment where they're like, wow, where did the year go? It's December now. Where did that go? What happened? So I can imagine that this is something that would benefit a lot of people around this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, there's different styles of mindfulness and different types of meditation. But essentially, we can use it as a management tool to be more at peace with ourselves, even when we're being a bit crazy or we're being a bit stressed. For a lot of us, you know, we're not got the education in how to manage our mind and emotions. You know, we're thrown through school and university and all this other training, but very little training's ever been given to us about how to manage the internal parts of it. So for a lot of us, we sort of end up, you know, with this sort of blind spot in our reality of, you know, what do we do when we're emotionally stressed, and how do we manage our nerves if we've got to perform, or how do we get through day-to-day stuff just on a basic level?
Absolutely.
And this is really common to all of us. It's not something just for those, you know, sick people or those particular type of executives. This affects mums and dads and children. It's a sort of a modern malaise of being human. Fortunately, we're starting to see the new generations being taught about mindfulness in schools, which is absolutely wonderful. And so I think there's a lot of really powerful positives. There's some really concerning things that are happening in modern times with the amount of mental illness that's the statistics and research that's coming out, the amount of suicides and the amount of people that aren't happy. You know, it's really come to the fore that we need to do something different. We need to really embrace what the Eastern mystics have been teaching for thousands of years, and that is that we can manage our mind and our emotions in a different way.
Absolutely. Now, David, you also practice energy healing. What's that? What can you explain to us exactly what that is?
Energy healing is based on an Eastern philosophy, which is balancing the energetic system that underpins our physical body. So those listeners that don't know anything about the energetic system, it's simply the energetic system that runs and fires up our physical form. If we didn't have energy, we'd just flop like rag dolls. So it's the energy that actually permeates our brain, it permeates our whole system, and it's described and measured in this energy body or energy systems, such as energy centers, meridians, and through to through the cells of the body. When we pollute the energetic system through stress or bad habits and mind and so forth, that energy system then gets polluted and will come out as a symptom either in the body or in the mind or emotion, similar to what happens if you look at analogy of a of a field of a crop where the water has to be distributed through a network of irrigation so that the plants get the right amount of water to thrive.
Mm.
Similar, we need the energy to filter through our systems so that our body, our biological system, can work and function properly. And when it doesn't, we end up with these sometimes strange symptoms such as anxiety, such as low energy, chronic fatigue. And some of the things that sort of are very difficult to treat in a traditional sense are very easy to treat from an energetic sense.
Wow, that's incredible. I think that's really, really interesting.
It's a fascinating subject. It really is. I could talk for hours.
I can imagine that there would be lots to talk about. It does sound quite interesting. It's something that I think as people become more aware of their own health and more aware, especially of their mental health, this is something that, you know, is coming more to the foreground and more to the fore. David, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining a little bit about what you do.
Thanks, Jess. It's been my pleasure.
That was David Flakler there, a mindfulness meditation teacher, discussing mindfulness and its benefits. If you're experiencing maybe some unsettling emotions, you can consider practicing mindful meditation. We'll pop all the links on our podcast at the end of the show if you'd like to check out David's work. We'll put the link to his website and his podcast as well, 2SER.com/weekendbreakfast.